is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal prosecutors in New York are examining a $285 million loan that Deutsche Bank made 1 month before the presidential election last year to the real estate company run by the family of Jared Kushner. Trump administration said it will renew mining leases to extract copper and nickel adjacent to a Minnesota wilderness area, giving a victory to a Chilean billionaire who also is renting a mansion to the president's daughter and her husband. White luggage tags sold by an organization based in London, where Irish women often travel to receive abortions, bear the message, healthcare, not airfare. Hashtag repeal the eighth. Hashtag trust women. The tags refer to the Eighth Amendment to the Irish Constitution, which in 1983 banned abortion in nearly all cases and committed the nation to the principle that a pregnant woman and her fetus have an equal right to life. A federal appeals court ruled against President Trump's latest travel ban, saying that it exceeds the scope of his delegated authority, but that it was ultimately for the Supreme Court to decide. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in Seattle affirmed the decision of a federal judge in Hawaii who ruled that the order was unlawful on statutory grounds. New Orleans Police Department has long been attempting to reform its ranks and shed a troubled past. In the past decade, the department has fired or otherwise pushed out at least 248 officers. Of those forced out, 53, it turns out, have been hired by smaller police departments in nearby parishes and colleges, some hired weeks or months after leaving New Orleans. While records show that some have had no complaints of misconduct since joining new departments, others have been fired again. In Britain, 30% of privately rented dwellings are officially classified as non-decent, meaning they fail to meet basic standards for repair, heating, and so forth. 15% of public housing is classified the same way. In a public relations boost after the tax bill passed, beleaguered banks Wells Fargo and Fifth Third Bancorp announced that they would raise their lowest wage to $15 per hour. AT&T said it would give 200,000 unionized workers a $1,000 bonus. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.